Hello and welcome to this podcast. Today, my guest is Christina Berkey. She is an animal communicator who has been a leading professional in her field since 2009. Currently based in Australia, she grew up in the Netherlands. Christina is an animal communicator, but she is also an internationally trained and accredited Gestalt psychotherapist. Being a psychotherapist helps her analyze past traumas and give trauma therapy to animals as well. With this unique combination of skills, she provides a truly fruitful experience to the animal and human both. So Christina, thank you so much for coming in, and I would love for you to tell me more about yourself.
Thank you so much, Rina, for your heartfelt welcome and also for the introduction of me. And I love it to feel your interest at the same time. Maybe you said, like, tell something about yourself. What I realized by listening to you is that for some people it may sound really weird that I am at one hand psychotherapist for human beings and at the other hand animal communicator for animals. And I can tell you, like, yeah, it might sound weird. In the beginning, I was Gestalt psychotherapist, and I wouldn't have told anyone that I'm as well animal communicator, because I thought, like, the people might think, like, I'm not a good psychotherapist when I can do that. Now, after 10 years, I even am in LinkedIn under both professions that are at the same time my passions, because I realized that as animal communicator, I can give trauma therapy to the animals and I can give grief therapy to the owners when an animal passes over or when an animal shows a problem that actually is not his or her problem, but the owner's problem. I can offer, when the owner is willing to work with the owner in a psychological level, and then often the problems of the animal are solved as well. So in a nutshell, my professions are actually my passion and I love to do it.
That's awesome and amazing that you're able to do both professions and really strive forward with it. And to hear the amount of people that has come up to you, it means people are really open to this change and different way of style.
Yeah.
So when I hear you talking about trauma, I can imagine that it must be really hard for owners to say goodbye to their animals when they're dying. I wonder, could you tell me a personal or professional experience with this situation, if you have any?
You are absolutely right, Rina, that this phase in the end of the life of the animals is really a tough time for the owners. And I can quickly give an insight, professional and personal. Professional, I work actually with owners and animals in the last time of their lives. I call it the palliative guidance. And I had once an animal in Canada, Indy. He actually told us, or told me, what he actually liked still to have of his owner. His owner passed it on to him. And we worked like a team together till he actually told me, now is the time to go. And then he moved on. So it is like, in a professional way, I would say the palliative guidance is to make sure that the animal tells the owner when it's time to go and what he or she needs in this time, where it's also saying goodbye on the physical level. In my personal experience, I just lost Joya, my black Labrador. She was 17 and a half years old. And I experienced, because she was half deaf, she was half blind, she was incontinent. So I had already two times before the feeling of, hey, I need to tell her I'm ready to let her go. I told her that, and both of the times she came and said, like, no, no way, I'm not ready to go. And now, just a week ago, she told me, let me see, yes, it's fine to go. So I experienced that by myself, that it's so important not to think for the animal, it's now time to go, but actually to wait till the animal can tell you, hey, it's my time. And then it's perfect, because Joya was put down by a mobile vet who is amazing, by the way, Dr. Cameron in Perth. And by the first injection already, she slept, and it looked like she slept just forever. But that was really, really a good experience and tough at the same time, of course.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about your passing of Joya, but I'm very sure that she had a beautiful life. And to hear the way she go with filled of love and surrounding, that was a perfect goodbye that, you know, any one of us would wish. So I hear you've been very busy preparing for your upcoming retreat in 3 months in April. If you don't mind, could you please tell me more about this retreat that is held in Nenagh and why you're not doing it in Perth?
Okay, so when you were saying you're feeling sorry, something came up in me that is really important to share, that actually the people should keep the animals at home and let the animals pass over at home. And why? That is because the other animals should say also goodbye to the animal that is passed over. Only to give you a little insight, it was so touching, and you could see it on my personal Facebook page. My cat Tiger, he's 21 years himself, so very old, he actually did sit beside the passed over Joya for a half an hour in deep meditation, and it was like being awake to beside her. And also Buddy, our golden retriever, he actually laid beside her. So it was respect and taking a step behind and saying goodbye. And that is not possible when the animals are put down in a clinic. And maybe also come back to the trauma. I had already animals that were so depressed when an animal passed over and they didn't know where that animal was. So I had actually to bring the animals again together so that they could say goodbye. So it's much easier as when they can say goodbye right away. So that came up when I was listening to you. And yeah, why Nenagh? Why not Perth? I love Nenagh. Nenagh has, and you will feel it when you come as participant, and Rina will also be there. For you listeners, as photographer, Nenagh has a high spiritual energy and is so beautiful in the countryside, so green, and there are old, amazing, strong forest trees, and the people are, from my perspective, more connected, and the air is fresh, and the place we will be is just outside of the country, so there is no technology just around there. It's just silence, and the kangaroos will say hello in the morning, and not cars and stress. So that's perfect.
That sounds absolutely peaceful and blissful. And I think to be surrounded in such nature is a really good grounding, again, to take time off from everything. Yeah, true. Beautiful. Can you talk briefly about the program that you're going to do at the retreat and roughly how many participants will be attending?
So I love that you said briefly, because I understand I can't go for the whole program. The program, the listeners can actually see on my webpage. Very quick said, 12 participants is the max. And why? Because I want to be in connection with every participant and also be there to support every participant. So 12 is the max. I will have an assistant also to help me. The program, very brief said, it is in the overview first, the first 2 days is actually connection with yourself. And that is so important, because I believe that we people were all born with the gift to understand animals, but we lost the ability. And from my perspective, also as a psychotherapist, when we gain back the connection with ourselves, we open up again for this gift. And so that is the focus for the first 2 days. Then the focus will be on my connection, you can say, for the participants, my connection with nature, then with animals. And the beauty will be the fourth and the fifth day, they will actually connect and communicate with horses, with donkeys. And the last day will actually be a wonderful day, because at one hand we will have dogs that will interact with the participants, and as well the participants will get a massage. And of course, we will also have meditations to actually enrich their experience. And the evening of the sixth evening will be a celebration night, and the participants will all get a certificate. And I am sure the participants will go home relaxed and enriched. The retreat name says it already, the love, connect and communicate with animals in Nanap. And what is really, really important, and with yourself, not only animals, with yourself and animals in Nanap, what is so important to love yourself, unconditional, what we actually can learn from animals, that we love us first unconditional, and then connect with yourself so you are able to connect with the animal. And that will actually be the fundament to start to communicate with animals and to understand them. And maybe that is also important for the listeners. My retreat is for everyone. So old people, young people, women, men, for all races. And for me, it's very, very important that the people know in my retreat, they don't get tricks. And tips only, and tricks I will not bring in. For me, important is that people can come who never did hear about animal communication. Students who are with me or with others in animal communication, and professionals in animal communication. Everyone can do their steps. And for me, it is a guiding everyone on their way, and everyone is doing the step that is actually feeling right for them. And of course, I will give in also my wisdom, what I know, but I feel it's so important that everyone finds their unique way, and that's not a box with tricks that they take home.
That's a really good explanation in a whole gist of combining a week long of retreat.
Beautiful.
So for the participants that will attend, what will they take home and how can they integrate it into their life as soon as they get back into their daily routine?
So for sure, the participants will go home nurtured. Nurtured from the soul, nurtured from the body. They will be relaxed. Then they will come home enriched. When you think back of what I said before with the beginners and the professionals, the beginners actually will have unlocked their gift again. And they will have like a new horizon. Like, wow, I start to understand the animals. Whoa. And maybe the students, they come home and say like, wow, hey, I feel, I understand them more and more. And the professionals, they start and say like, oh, now I actually understand the snake before I didn't, or the little insect. So it is an enrichment. I see that the people will go home and actually feel like, hey, this is me, because it's all about me as well.
That's beautiful to know that each and every one of us can actually communicate with animals. It's just that we lost touch. And to have your retreat with all the different levels of participants, the ones that have been able to communicate and the ones that would like to try, that's a really beautiful combination in the group. So what's the importance or benefits to be able to communicate with animals, to have this skill for us individuals, if you can share what your thoughts are on that?
As animal communicator, I can say that for me, animals are amazing life teachers. I just had this morning a talk with a cat where she told me to pass on to her owner what love means. And this was such a wisdom, and she actually told her owner exactly what to do. So when you start to understand the animals, they actually can bring in wisdom that you were not aware of. And animals can teach us unconditional love that I think where we could say like, wow, thank you that you teach us this. So the benefit of learning animal communication is actually you enrich your life. And for me, thank you for your question. I feel like when we are actually opening ourselves up to the animal world again, it feels like we are one with them. And it feels my passion is actually to connect animals and humans around the globe. Therefore, I give also workshops in different places in the world. And that would be my vision, that we people understand the animals and the animals feel respected and can live in dignity, and that would actually give a peace on the world from my perspective.
Thank you for sharing your vision. That's a really beautiful and hopeful and full of love that, you know, to grow this world into one, that's to have people like that. So inspirational. So thank you for sharing that. To close up this podcast, where can we find you, all the details about your website, about your work and about the retreat? And if you can tell me, I do know that places are limited and I hear that there's an early bird price. So if you can just tell me about that to our listeners, and that would be amazing to end it off with.
Yes, for sure. I love to do that. So my webpage is www.animalconnectinoneword.com.au, and you can click there under retreat in Nanup and you will find the whole overview. At the same time, I am open and loving to talk with participants who are already registered or people who are interested. My email address is christina@animalconnect.com.au. When you would like to talk with me, you can also send me an email and ask for a half an hour free talk. So I'm willing to talk with you and answer all your questions. So the early bird price is 2,880 till the 14th of February. And after the 14th of February, it is 3,100. You will be asked to pay upfront registration fee of $500. Yeah, so thank you so much, Rina. And I really look forward. We have already a couple of participants. So when you like to come, please don't wait too long. And I feel it will be an amazing group. Thank you.
That's beautiful, and I really look forward to the retreat, since I will be there taking beautiful photos of all the participants and magic happening. So I really look forward, and thank you for sharing your vision and what the retreat is about. I hope all of you listeners will definitely reach out and check this event out. So have a beautiful day, and thank you again for joining me for this podcast, Christina.